now at 5:25. Universities wonder how they can get students from more diverse backgrounds to apply to them. Schools ask how they can get their students to aim for places at top universities. One sixth form college in East London has come up with an idea. Reporting for PM, Terry Stias.
This is the dining hall at the B6 sixth form college in Hackney. It's part of a modern block just off a busy roundabout in the east of London. But wander away from a busy hall and out of a door into a quiet area, you'll notice something different. So I'm just walking through from the room where they're doing the photocopying near the school offices into the red room. Now, it's not actually red. The walls are actually painted a light blue, but it's got a mahogany-type dining table, chairs, desks, and bookshelves, many of which are filled with books on classical civilization. There's an English-Japanese dictionary. There's the history of Stalingrad. There's Isaiah Berlin's book on the crooked timber of humanity. And all in all, it's designed to look like the kind of tutorial room, the kind of academic study that you might find in an Oxbridge college.
Luke, tell me what you argued.
I wanted to focus on, like, specifically the origins of the Enlightenment, not, like, specifically that the epicentre of it, but more on exactly where it began.
I mean, first of all, perhaps we ought to say what the Enlightenment is, in your view.
In my view, it's
In the Red Room, Peter Klaus and Luke Pierce are discussing the essay Luke's written on the Enlightenment. Luke is 16 and has now set his sights on reading philosophy, politics and economics at Oxford. The first time he entered the Red Room, he knew he was doing something different.
It was like walking into a different world, really. It's so much different from the rest of the college. It's got a certain level of elegance, and I know it makes you feel really like privileged, and it's very inspirational.
Luke feels that the extra tuition he's getting is really stretching him intellectually.
It's different because it's more personal, I suppose. It's more of like a one-to-one sort of thing. The stuff we learn, it's like far beyond anything we'd expect to be learning at this stage. So it's really interesting and challenging at times as well.
It's full of old furniture, plush surroundings, but its real purpose is work.
Dr. Peter Klaus, who's a senior research fellow at Pembroke College, Oxford, admits that this mock tutorial room is rather tidier than his own study.
Oxford College rooms tend to be very much working spaces, so therefore the surrounding mess in a tutorial room tends to be a little bit more, you know, vital.
He devotes much time to this project, and he got involved because he felt some other programmes designed to broaden access to universities were lacking depth. And Dr. Klaus says the Red Room is about far more than just preparing students for the notorious Oxbridge interview.
What I thought was missing, having worked in East London for some time on this type of work, was the subject. Was there been an academically driven, hard-working intervention that allowed students to actually understand what university life might look and feel like? And this is a sort of an attempt to fill that gap.
It's the kind of preparation for university life that sixth formers in many public schools and others with a tradition of sending students to top universities have come to expect. It's described as both intensive and expensive, though the college believes it's worth it. B6 College has formed links with 15 universities since the project started in 2008. From small beginnings, it's grown to take on 300 students from this and other sixth forms in Hackney, who work on programmes tailored to their interests and abilities. Ken Warman is the principal of B6 College. He believes many of his students can be encouraged to aspire further.
Our idea is to push everybody and to raise the expectations of all our students. And I think what you'll find is that, you look on Facebook, when students get a place at Cambridge, then there's a continual congratulations coming from our students. I don't think there are divisions at all. It's a matter of everybody aspiring as high as they can. And some will aim for Queen Mary's, some will aim for Kent or wherever. Others will aim for Oxford and Cambridge. And I think it's creating a community of expectation and aspiration.
There have been some early successes. Two students so far have won places at Oxford and Cambridge, one who arrived at the college with no GCSEs. Its organisers hope that schools elsewhere in the country will take up the idea and allow their students to move from the stage set of a university room to the reality.
Terry Stiasny reporting. Alice Arnold has the...